systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Wednesday, September 15th, 2010. My name's Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And I'm a sexual beast.
A sexual beast.
Named
what's up?
Sean.
What's up, Sean?
Oh, about Jonathan. 6.5.
Nice. Yep. Hey, super nice.
Yeah.
Brocephus.
See, I'm not an overachiever.
That's right. Okay. You don't want to scare him.
No.
Just enough to get him hooked.
That's right.
And if it has a hook, then all the better.
Oh, God.
This is episode 401. Thank you for joining us, thejamhole.com/live. Of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, except for this Friday, is where you can watch those at. Here, with us. Interact with us. Got a phone number, 406-204-4687, of course. How's everyone? How was my panel tonight?
How is your panel?
Panel?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you,
I'm well,
sir?
Thank you.
You're well?
Thank you.
Okay.
Sean?
Yes.
We got our camping trip set.
Which is not really camping
yes.
at all.
If you notice, I did the show notes for the Monday show, and if you read there, I put camping in parentheses, in the parenth.
Well, we had a little setback.
We did have a minor setback.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
You want to tell us what happened with friend?
Yes, with my ex-friend, okay?
Oh, are you guys not friends because
no.
of this?
I'm very upset.
Anymore.
Well, it wasn't really his fault, though.
Well, no, I'm talking about his mom. I'm not friends with his mom anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Kay. Yeah, me neither.
One adult to the other.
No more booty calls.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. This is
Let's
over.
No, I'm very upset
thing.
Because I've been going to this marina for, you know, like 6 years.
Many
you know,
moons.
Every summer, sometimes New Year's, renting cabins, spending money, hanging out with my buddies, and we all just spend a bunch of money and have fucking fun, you know?
Right. They right? own a set of cabins and a bar.
A marina. And a bar, restaurant.
A whole marina.
Yeah, a little Ooh. Marina, campgrounds, campsites, cabins, RVs, you know, it's a... They lease it from the National Forest Service.
Right, right.
Well, anyway, so for years I've been going up there, and, you know, we bring some life to the place. We're well-received there most of the time.
It's kind of out of the way.
Right. So I figure, hey, we have this big camping trip planned. I'll call up my buddy's mom who runs the place, and I'll be like, hey, you know, hook us up with a cabin. No big deal, you know?
Right. Well, and that kind of was part of the camping trip planning,
yeah.
was to
right.
get a place to go, right.
Right.
Kind of an integral part of this whole equation.
You know, just, yes. hey, you got cabins for rent? Cool, I got some business to bring you. You'll make some money and we'll have
right.
a good time.
That's basic capitalism. You have something I need, here's some money, now I have what I need.
And that's good business because I'm bringing my business to a friend.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's good. You know, keep
yeah.
it local.
And they make some money.
right.
And everybody's happy.
Right. Well, we are not happy. We are completely not happy.
The opposite.
I would
of
have
happy.
To say I'm very disillusioned by
really?
The whole thing. Yes.
I'm very dissatisfied. My service expectations were high. You hyped it. You knew people. This was going to be amazing.
And it was going to be.
It was. It still is.
It'll be fun.
Trust. It still is. It's just not going to be marina amazing.
Yeah, it's just it's not going to be redneck marina in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
Awesome. So anyway, I call to book us this trip and get this shit set in stone, you know? And I call the marina and I'm talking to a lady and I'm like, hello, you know, I'd like to rent a cabin, you know?
Is this the owner you're talking to?
It's just some lady at the front desk.
Oh, okay.
You know?
A
I don't
worker.
I don't really recognize
a
who
worker
it is.
Bee.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I want to rent the big cabin. And they're like, oh, okay. And they're like, how long? I'm like, one night. They're like, no, it's mandatory two nights, and this thing is $175 per night.
And since when did they institute that bullshit?
I don't know.
Mandatory? When is any? Hey, I'd like a hotel room.
The person at the front desk said that it was because they didn't have anybody to clean the cabin anymore. So because it was so big, a two night rental was required.
So what?
Like that.
So you're there for two nights, so you mess it up even more? That makes no sense.
It didn't really make sense to me either, you know.
It's only worth it for them if we spend $300 there?
And the lady told me that the cabin was $175, whereas my friend just a few days earlier, after calling and speaking to his mom, the manager, the owner, you know,
right,
said it was $150.
Right.
Okay, well, something's kind of fucked there.
Okay.
So I'm like, Can I speak to Randy? You know, because Randy is the name of my buddy's mom.
Right.
And she says, "This is Randy."
Whoa.
I say, "Well, this is Sean. How are you doing?" You know. She's like, "Good." She's like, "So." And I'm like, "Well, so can you just help me out? Can we just have the cabin for one night?" You know. She's like, "No.
We'll even pay the extra $25 bucks for that."
I got nobody to clean it. I'm like, "Well, fuck. I'll clean it."
We will clean it.
She's like, "No, no." I'm like, you know, come on, you can't work with me here, you know? I mean, we're bringing in a bunch of people. They're going to spend money. It's good, you know, you're going to make money.
We're going to drink at the bar on top of the money for the cabin.
These people want to party. They're going to get schlockered, you know?
That's right.
And we're going to buy our food, everything from you guys. So what the fuck, you know?
What the
fuck? Hook it up. No, I'm trying to run a business here, she says.
Really?
Yeah.
And that is kind of a poor way to run a business.
Yeah, and that's what I thought.
Yeah,
I was like, "You're not doing a very good job, lady."
Right,
not at all. So,
we have to make this clear. September, that's when this town is done.
You know, that's their off season.
Our tourist season is from what, early July, even a little before that, maybe, till about September 1st, and that's it.
Yeah.
Everyone goes home. Traffic dies down, and you know, that's it.
Back to boring ass Kalispell.
Because next month the fucking snow hits, mm-hmm. and that's the end of that. You know?
So this is definitely their down season. My buddy called me and he said, "Hey, we're wide open. We have nothing going on. Everything is available." I said, "Okay. Well, sounds like a good time for me to call up and book a fucking cabin."
For sure.
Well, anyway, so I argue with her about it. I'm like, "Okay, fine, whatever." I'm like, "How much for two of the smaller cabins?" She says, "Well, for two of them, it's the same as the big cabin for one night." I say, "Okay. Fine. How many people can you have in there?" She says 12 maximum between the two of them.
So I'm six, like, each, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, "Okay, I'm just going to be respectful of my friend's mother and just bite the bullet and say, okay, fine, you know.
Right. We'll
do
get
this.
The two small cabins.
I'll still fucks with you, you know."
Right.
And then she's like, "Okay, well, you can only fit 12 in there," and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, "Okay, cool." I'm like, "Well, I guess just throw me down one and two. They're right connected to each other."
Right.
You know, throw me down, reserve them. She's like, "Okay, well, I'm going to need the deposit for them." I'm like,
"Deposit?"
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, "Well, can I give it to you when I get there?" You know?
Like,
not a problem.
We're coming. This is a planned thing. We have a Facebook event for it.
I'm good on my word. You know me, you know? This isn't like, I'm not some fuck-off Canadian, you know?
Right, yeah, we're coming. Right. Like, we're coming. Don't worry.
And she says, "No, I can't do that. I'm trying to run a business here."
Wow.
I'm like, "Well,
what the fuck?"
I'm like, "Come on, you know. I mean, we're good. We're not going to like bail on you." She's like, "Well, what if you don't show up and I lose the cabin then because I had it reserved and somebody else tries to book
you
it?"
You just said you were completely empty. And
well,
those
she
aren't
didn't
the-
say that.
Oh.
My friend did.
Right.
My son did. But anyway, the point is, it's like, okay, you have everything wide fucking open.
Right.
Nobody's going to rent like, that fucking cabin on a Thursday in fucking September, dude.
We could go up there still if it wasn't for the fact that she was a complete cunt and we don't want to give her our money now.
Well,
we could still go up there and I guarantee there's not going to be anybody fucking up there. It's going to be empty.
I don't want to fucking go up there now.
Yeah, no.
Ever again, actually.
Exactly. It's the principle now.
So finally, I'm like, come on, you know, work with me here. Because
I
kind of
thought about that. I was like, yeah, why don't we just say fuck it and just go up there anyway? But then I was like, she was totally being a bitch about this.
She kind of was. Like,
so.
she was being a little bit of a bitch, and she was being very ungood business savvy.
Especially to a friend.
Yeah, this is, okay, business
this
and
is Montana.
Personal shit, you separate them, whatever. But not only am I a friend, I'm a longtime patron and customer of the establishment.
Nolly's Undead says, you should just break in. Since no one is cleaning it, then no one should be there to report you. That's a good point. We should do. You guys still want to go up there?
Yeah.
Okay,
bring
we'll
your crowbars.
I'll burn it down.
So anyway, she wouldn't let me. She wouldn't work with me. She's like, well, you want them or want? I'm trying to run a fucking business, blah, blah, blah. So right. I say, okay, well, you know what? You guys sound like you're pretty busy down there right now. So I guess I'm just going to have to take my business elsewhere. I'm sorry. And she's like, well, fine, do whatever you want, and then hangs up on me. It's like, wow. Well, sorry, you probably lost out on, I'd say, at least $500 or $600.
$600, sure. Yeah. Sure.
Depending on how many people went.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's kind of messed up. So he calls and tells me that. We're texting back and forth, like, you know, we need to get this secure. This is next week. Like, right. let's get this done today. Today is the day to get things done. And I was just like, fuck. Because that was going to be so much fun up there. Yeah. A bar and a marina and all that. So I'm thinking, where else can we go? We need cabins, clearly, because it's already about to fucking snow outside. Thank you, yeah. Montana
mm-hmm.
weather.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be, nah, it won't be that cold, but it'll be like, you know, 50s to 70, hopefully.
It'll be cold at night.
So I'm thinking, well, it's kind of cold out. Where can we go? Someplace warm, someplace nice. And then it hits me. Ding. Why don't we go to fucking hot springs? I bet most of these people flying in have never been to natural hot springs before. And they have a suite there with a hot tub in it, a big fucking hot tub, all, you know, closed off.
Yeah.
Big suite. There's like four beds in there. It's a house, basically, a small house with a kitchen
nice.
And all that stuff. Why don't we do that? So
sounds fucking good.
I called them up to see if they had a room, and of course they did because everything's dead right now.
Yep.
And so that's where we're going. I hope you guys are cool with that. I'm sorry, it's not.
Should get that locked down and all
yeah,
secured.
Yeah, it's done.
You know what? Okay. We'll just have to chill in the jacuzzi tub and play some drinking games, guys.
And it's cheaper. Well, no, in Hot Springs, the town is kind of rustic, and I think you guys will really get a kick out of it. And there's a cool, like, roadhouse-style bar there. It's,
nice.
I don't know.
Don't,
with a pinball machine, pool table, I don't know.
Don't forget about the buffalo.
And there's buffalo up
there.
There
is buffalo all over the place.
And it's
there.
Closer, so we don't have, you know, a 100-something-mile drive
and
with
cheaper,
everybody.
And cheaper, it turns out.
And it's way cheaper. $133.
So here's what we're all going to do. Anything, any money that anybody spends on anything, save the receipt, because when we're done, I'm going to send her a copy of how much money that she lost.
Nice. we should seriously do that.
I'm going to send her a letter, said, I'm very sorry that because of you being a bad businesswoman, did not make this money. I wanted to give
That's
it
right.
to you.
Oh, and
I really did.
And were you packed? Oh, you didn't have any paid. Oh.
No.
Oh.
You lost money.
You're actually losing your lease there because of
your husband killed himself?
You were $400 short?
You have cancer now?
Goodness gracious.
Wow.
Shouldn't have been such a bitch.
Wow. You shouldn't have fucked with the jam hole.
Fucking A, man. Oh, man. You'll get cancer. Annalise says, I used to live in Hot Springs. Well, do you want to go back with us?
Right.
It's good. No, I like it. I've been up there a few times, and the cabin is cool. It's not camping per se, but I guess neither was getting a fucking cabin there. And there's hot springs here, natural hot springs, and a hot tub jacuzzi, which we would not have had there. And a bar, and there's like massages. There's a whole like it's a resort basically. It's a
cool.
hick middle of nowhere. You guys have to see it. If you guys are well, obviously you're on the computer. If you're listening to the live version of this, it's Symes Hot Springs. Google that shit. Symes. Look at this place. This is gonna be brilliant when we roll there. It's gonna be great.
Oh, God.
Seriously. They're all, like, into homeopathy and, like, the natural springs cleanse. And, oh, it's such a great town. I love going there. I feel like such a big shot when I go there because everyone's, like
yeah.
small town. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. But the restaurants there, awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone cooks really good up there. Yeah, it does kind of smell because of the sulfur in the hot springs, but that really, it's not that strong. It's not like what you're expecting.
Well, if any of y'all live in a city, it can't be any worse than that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Especially coming from Florida.
Hey.
Ooh.
But everyone there is really nice. It's a cool place.
Florida
it's a chill little town.
Smell, okay. The only thing you smell
New York
is salt water. New
yes.
York smelled like
New
fucking a dumpster.
Like
dude.
A dumpster. You know yeah. why that is?
Because all their trash was outside on the street.
Exactly.
It was nasty.
Very clean, guys. Very clean.
No, disgusting.
So, ugh. I don't know. I couldn't think of any other place that, you know, would be open other than just a random KOA spot. And I was thinking any place we go that does have a lake, now it's probably going to be kind of cold.
Fucking cold.
So, we couldn't really do that anyway. So, I figure here, the all the water is warm. Yay. Yeah, like, hey.
I'll get in that.
As long as you're not highly allergic to sulfur. No, you'll be fine. I'm allergic to sulfur, and I go there, and I don't break out.
Okay, because, I went to...
There's not that much sulfur. It's more other minerals than the actual sulfur, but there is a little in there.
Yeah, because when I came up here in 99 on vacation or whatever, we came up through Yellowstone National Park, and we went fishing by these natural sulfur springs or whatever. And they were so strong and so bad that I ended up getting really fucking sick.
Well, if you
fish.
Go to like White Sulfur Springs in Montana, those springs are like there's way higher concentration of sulfur in than the.
Well,
ones
you know
here.
What? I'm excited because this sounds like a.
Have you ever been there?
No,
really.
This sounds like a very relaxing and sensual trip.
Could be.
It could be the hot tub.
Could
some
be
liquor.
Gangbang jam hole orgy time.
It could be.
God, fucking dude. A.
quick draw.
That's right. And if you listen to like really old episodes there, I think I talked about like taking a couple girls out there because it's a really nice, you know, sensual place or whatever. So
I usually just go
be
behind
cool
the bar myself
this. Yeah, well,
oh god,
I'm looking forward to the massage if you know what I mean.
Oh god.
Anyway, so that's where we're going. MDS asks, will the hot tub be filled with Sean's tears?
Probably.
Only halfway.
Okay. I'll try and fill up the rest of what I can.
Wow.
So that's how it's going.
Should be
down.
A good time. I'm excited.
So, the
moral. If I don't
moral,
have to fucking work.
The moral of the story? Fuck the marina.
Pretty much. I will never go there again. I will never bring my business there again. It
you
breaks my heart because I love that place, but you know what? I'm a man of principle
now,
and policy.
Did you talk to your friend after you talked to his mom and was like, yo, what's up with your mom?
I haven't, you know, and I'm sure all he'd say is, dude, my mom's a fucking bitch. That's all he'd say. And
yeah.
He's right.
And it's not his fault, you know.
No, and I'm not upset at him in any way. I thought it was kind of fucked up how... He told me one price, and then she kind of, like, jacked it up or something.
Yeah, right. Like, you jack up prices during tourist season to the non-locals, because guess what? When all the tourists leave, who's going to be frequenting your place?
Yeah, the locals.
Us. So you better be nice to us.
You know, it's just amazing. It's like that... I had no idea she was such a bad businesswoman, too. Wow.
MDS says, sounds like a good decision. I got no time for cuntiness while I'm there.
Well, we're not going there, then.
Awesome. This will be a cunt-free trip.
Yes.
100% cunt-free. I did tell them, though, that there would be, like, three or four of us, so we'll have to sneak everyone in, but no, I'm just kidding. It'll be fun. It's a big place. It'll be great.
They won't care.
No.
Yeah, dude, fucking...
I hope.
This last little bit at work, I'm starting to get worried because there's only three people that work in the kitchen there, okay? Three people. We run that shit. That's it. It's just me, your friend Matt, my boss... And fucking Nate, this other kid. All right. And Matt hired me knowing that I needed the 23rd, 24th, 25th
right.
off.
We've known this for quite a while.
Like 6 months, like the last fucking half a year, you
right.
know? And I'm like, you know, you're going to hire me. You're going to hire me under the pretenses of already knowing this. I'm
Did
assuming
you make
I'm getting them off.
Sign it.
No.
Mistake one.
Okay. And for the last little bit. The other guy, Nate, has been needing, like, every other night off or whatever to do practices for a play rehearsal thing. He does plays for the college.
A thespian.
I guess. I don't know.
They're called thespians.
Whatever.
They're like homosexuals, but they're actors.
He has a pretty hot girlfriend.
Really?
I'm pretty amazed.
Some
yeah.
thespians do.
I saw her. I was like, wow.
Those weird theater geeks. They get kind of hot sometimes.
Well, anyway, so he's been needing, like, every other night off for play rehearsals, and he needs every night off this week, okay? So we're already strapped pretty tight for that. And then Matt, you know, is like, hey, dude, how's next week look? He's like, oh, I just need, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off.
Of course.
Right.
And we didn't think about it until, like, the next day, and Matt's like, fuck, those are the days that you need off. And I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, that is. And I'm like...
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, what the fuck are we gonna do? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm
you
like, I definitely
figure it out, boss.
I'm like, I definitely cannot work Thursday because you know that's when we're going out to do our camping
trip.
Camping.
Let's call it the Jam Hole
Resort Getaway.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm awesome. Like, I definitely can't do Thursday day or night, you know, because we're gonna be leaving, going out there. I'm like, you know,
yeah,
Friday
we'll be
we're
leaving
coming
daytime
back.
Thursday.
Yeah,
we're leaving.
And then Friday, you know, we're coming back and you've got the show at the Club Cali or whatever.
Right. That's still happening, right?
Fucking A, dog.
Nice. In fact,
he actually called me and booked me for Saturday the next day, me and you, to do another show. But I'd say, sorry, bro.
Can't do it.
Too important. Got other shit going on, dog.
That's right. It's nice that you can turn down shows.
I know,
because
right?
There's so many of them.
Well, fuck. I usually get called for any show that happens around
here. If this was supply and demand, the demand for white rappers that are good here is very high right now. The supply, not so much.
Lyric House stock looking pretty strong in the market.
Looking pretty good right now.
Yeah.
So anyway, fucking, I'm like, you know, I can work Friday night, but I don't want to. I'm like, I want to be there for the Club Cali show. I'm like, if it really comes down to it and you fucking need me, like you're crying and kissing my feet and begging me, I'll think about it.
And paying me more money.
Right. I'm like, I'll think about it. And then he's like, all right, you know, Nate cannot work at all Saturday night. Okay. And I have the show that night. That's the night. That's the night.
That's showtime.
That is showtime.
So we're competing with a play, huh?
I know, right?
Awesome.
What's the play again?
Not a clue. Don't care.
Oh.
Anyway, but
never heard of that one.
Not a thespian.
You know, but we've all got our stuff and it's all important to us. You know what I mean? And, you know, Matt has his band shit he's doing. He's getting ready to go on tour, so he's practicing like a motherfucker.
So much talent in this valley. I think this is a very untapped resource for record A&Rs to just pump out repetitive bullshit.
There's a lot of shit going around in the valley, man. A lot of musical shit.
He's got his friend, this guy Billy or whatever, that used to work with him before, worked at Fat Boys before, and he's like, all right, I'm going to bring him in. And so he talks to him, and he's like, all right, he can work Thursday night, so I don't have to worry about Thursday. He says he's a maybe on the Friday, so we're waiting on that, but definitely cannot work Saturday.
Of course.
I'm like, fuck!
Yeah, that's kind of bullshit, you know?
Yeah,
I talked to him, and I was like, so, you kind of fucked up the schedule, huh? You're in a bind? He's like, it's not my fault. I'm like, well, whose fault is it? She told you before you shouldn't have hired her then, I guess, if it was going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, it's the people's fault that are needing all this time off. I'm like, well...
Well, you're going to have to
hire her then,
dude. Know?
I told him. I was like, well, fucking fire her then.
So what, is Saturday the night he's doing the show, the play?
Yeah, he's doing the play Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And then we're doing our podcast Saturday night.
Well, fuck
that. And Saturday night happens to be UFC night over at Fat Boys, and that's the busiest night of the fucking month.
Of course.
And he has two people on.
All the meathead fucking gorillas in there watching a fist
fight. Last UFC night,
beer.
There was only standing room available.
Yeah, that
place
gets fucking packed.
Yeah. People love to watch them fighting.
So many people are into that. I don't get it.
It's because it's way more violent and better than professional wrestling was.
It's like watching softcore gay porn.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's totally not, I don't know.
But like snuff porn.
I'm not into it. At all.
So,
you know what? I don't know if your boss knows this or not, but a lot of people are hurting for work right now. I'm sure he could find a fucking temp in this town, a temp cook for one night.
Yeah.
The shitty thing is it's easier for her to miss this show than it is for the other guy to miss the play because he's in the play. We can still put on a show with me and you and whoever else is there, but their play won't happen. Oh, I'm just making, the
play.
Well,
what is he doing?
Ouch,
things,
bro!
I'm just saying, in the scheme
Ouch.
Of things...
The show must go on, you know?
Right, but
and
if
so
no
should
one,
the fucking play.
We don't have lines memorized that aren't going to get said. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's more integral for a play to have all of its parts than for a fucking podcast. That's all
I'm
saying.
I'm the co-host, douchebag.
Hold on.
Well, you're one of the co-hosts,
how big is his?
Until he leaves again.
How big is his part in this play?
That's true. He
not
might a be
clue.
A tree.
You know?
Right?
Like, I gotta go to rehearsal.
Is he like I'm man number two or something, you know?
I have no idea, man. Not a clue. I seen his script, though. It looks pretty
Did
pretty
you
big,
flip his
so.
script?
Anyway, so what it comes down to is I'm gonna end up having to work that Saturday before the show. So I'm going to have to work. I told him, I was like, look, dude, I got to be out at a decent time so I can fucking get ready and get over there and do what I got to do before we start this shit. I'm like,
I'm sorry, that came out wrong. You are an integral part.
Yeah, that really made me kind of sad.
I'm just saying.
I think what he meant is the show must go on. That's the number one rule of entertainment.
Well,
the show
must go on.
And
what I'm saying is, as far as being just a podcast that we're doing for fun and a full-on community college. Okay, that doesn't help.
You know, I think the way I said it was good, Matt.
Right.
Just stick to that.
Okay, what Sean said. Strike what I said from the record.
The show must go on, but it would not be the same without you, Danny.
Now that's you right. Say that.
Repeat after me.
The show must go on.
But it won't be the same.
It won't be
the same.
The same.
Without you.
Without you.
Danny.
Danny.
Period.
Period.
Now say I love you.
I love you.
Okay.
Tube.
You asshole. What is wrong with
you? Do
you
know YouTube is going to offer live streaming pretty soon? Did you see what I did there?
That's pretty good.
We might be switching to YouTube if it works well.
Oh, fuck, dude. Okay.
No, should have got a ding for that one. That
I
was
seriously
a good one.
Do, though.
Yeah,
thank
that
you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Wow, dude. You should be a little bit more sensitive. I've been on this for a long time. It's called The Jam Hole with Matt and Danny, you asshole, not
yeah,
Matt and Sean.
And it used to be called The Jam Hole with Matt and Braden, and when you die, it'll be called The Jam Hole with Matt and somebody else.
And every couple years, you know, I'll be
gotta
on it.
Gotta keep it fresh. Burger says
you'd 10 be nicer.
$10 says he will make you stay or threaten you with getting fired. Now see, if this was a normal job, yeah, but he's like my best
he already
friend.
Has.
And oh. Well, never mind.
He said, I don't mean to be a dick, but it comes down to this. He's like, either someone's going to miss their shit or someone's not going to have a job.
Wow. So
you know what you need to do?
How does he pick who doesn't have a job? Man on the totem pole?
You know what you need to do? You need to go to him and look him in the eye and say, are you a man of your word or is your word worth nothing?
Well, how long has he known about the actor thing, the thespian thing? Because you told him for this before you hired on.
Right when I started working there is when he started having to miss days for practice.
Oh, okay. So he's known about this for a while.
Well, the thing is he didn't have it planned out or anything. Nate would come in and be like, hey, I need tomorrow night off.
Well,
I have
right.
practice.
Right.
Can we get somebody else to cover that? You know, and do shit like that. And I never did that. I would never fucking do that. I wouldn't be like, hey, I need tomorrow and this day off because I have to do this. I wouldn't do that. I would schedule around my work, right? You know, that's what normal grown-ups do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. And then he's like, oh, I need every night off this week.
Of course.
And then, oh, I just need this day off.
Yeah, right. He's probably going to quit soon. Watch.
Burger says he sounds like he should fire the other guy. I agree.
It sucks. It really sucks. And fucking last night, dude, I got kind of sick online working. I even texted you.
Yeah, I know.
And I called Jonathan over here. I fucking called like 10 people. I was like, I'll give you money and cook your dinner if you just come in here and help me tonight. I feel like shit. I'm not going to get shit done if somebody doesn't help me.
I felt so bad about that because I was totally like getting ready to start the hot box. And you texted me
about
and you're like, can you come in and help me? I'll cook you food and work with me. I'm like, no, I mean, I
forgot.
No, I can't. Sandy's here. We're about to do this
dude,
thing.
Matt can fucking barely make ramen noodles.
Yeah, right.
Well, all I really wanted
wash
someone
dishes.
To do was be a swamper for me. Fucking, you know, clean the bitch down, fucking wrap up everything I needed wrapped up, do the dishes, and put shit away.
Yeah, that would have been
fun. That's all I really needed from somebody. You know, because I don't know, I had like this really gnarly ass stomach ache. And so basically, I didn't do shit last night.
Wait, so you were sick again?
I just got a stomach ache, okay?
Are you okay now?
I think so.
Okay. Let's keep it that way.
You cut it out.
Just saying.
I hate it when you narc on me.
Just saying.
You know, I have a plan. You know, I think my plan would work for you getting out of this.
What?
If he's like most
quit?
People. No, you ask him, are you a man of your word, or is your word worth nothing? And of course he's going to say, well, I'm a man of my fucking word.
Well, maybe.
Well, as I said, if he's like most people, he will say that.
Right.
And then you say, okay, well, you gave me your word, I could have Saturday off. So, are you a man of your word, or is your word worth nothing? And it might make him think, or he'll fire you out of anger, or you'll just work anyway. So, give it a shot. See what happens.
Anyway, so, yeah, last night I got kind of sick, and I didn't do shit, right? And I called a bunch of people, asked if they'd come in. Nobody would come in. I was like, fine, fuck it. And so I left all this prep stuff for dude in the morning. And when I got there to do inventory today on my day off, thank you, Matt, I went in, and Matt was there, and I was like, hey, you notice I call you last night? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you didn't answer your phone. He's like, yeah, I was at practice. I'm like, I figured. I'm like, it was probably a good thing you didn't answer your phone. He's like, why? I'm like, because I was going to tell you that I didn't do shit. And he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, dude. He's like, all the stuff I left on the board, you didn't do any of it. I'm like, nope, I didn't do a fucking thing of it. I was like, I was so sick, I didn't feel good. I'm like, at least I'll fucking tell you. And I won't be like, oh, it was so busy, I got weeded, and none of the tickets are there from last night because I threw them all away. You know, I don't do shit like that. I'm just going to tell you straight up. I got sick. I didn't feel good. I fucking swamped the bitch down and got the fuck out. I'm like, that's all there was to it. I got out of there at 5 to 9. The kitchen closes at 9.
Nice.
I was done. I was, fuck this place, I'm out. And I talked to him today, and he's like, you didn't do any of it? I'm like, no. Did you see Nate in there doing turkey and fucking all this stuff? And he's like, huh. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm like, it serves him right. And he's like, why? I'm like, because the other day I walked in only like fucking 5 burger patties online, and he's got thawing out 20 pounds of burger meat for me to fucking patty up. I was pissed.
Damn.
20 pounds of burger meat for me to patty up when I walk in the door and there's hardly shit online.
And he knew that's stuff that needed to be done.
Yeah, and that's going to take me at least an hour.
Nice.
You know, so I'm like, you know, you fucked me before. I'm leaving you these 3 fucking things that I didn't do, which was just slicing turkey, pounding out 10 pounds of burger patties, and cleaning the fryers, which he only did the turkey until we got there. And I looked at Matt and I was like, hey, you work tonight? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you better go check online, see how many burgers are up there. He's like, why? I'm like, because I didn't do them last night and I don't see him doing them now. And he's like, okay. And he went and told him. He's like, hey, man, will you patty up burgers before I get on shift? And he started doing it.
Nice.
And he didn't clean the fryers either.
Of course.
So I'm like, you know what? No, fuck this. You can eat shit for today because you've made me eat shit a few times before.
Well, at least you had a reason, I guess.
I just got sick, dude. I generally don't do that. I'm normally a very, very good worker.
Happens to the best of us.
I'm normally a very awesome worker. I will go in there and I will bust my ass. I do all the fucking prep shit I can, even extra stuff. I do my shit. I get it done on time. I have great ticket times. I'm a good fucking worker. But, you know, once in a while, something happens.
Every now and again, that will happen.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Thanks. But, yeah, he understood. He's like, yeah, I guess you're right. I'm like, yeah, I am right. I'm like, so let him do it.
Sorry.
The fuck are you doing?
He was telling me that was below the belt.
I'm sending Matt an old school text message via whispering across the room.
Hey, that was below the belt.
Just like the pioneers.
Awesome.
That's how they text message. They went, psst, hey, check it out.
Hey. that's an SMS?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Okay.
V2V.
Oh, God. Anyway, so yeah, I'm going to have to work on Saturday, the day of our show. Which is gay, gayer than gay sex.
That is pretty gay.
It's pretty fucking gay. That's like, right, strong. Up to the point to where...
Gayer than UFC
I'm gonna
fights.
Have to get ready at Fat Boys before I leave.
That's gonna be cool.
And like,
there's dressing rooms up at Anna's, upstairs. I mean, there's stalls.
No, their bathroom smells like asshole. I'm not going up there. Well, Chris uses that thing and dumps a fucking load in there every hour.
Hey, they're big boys, okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'll change it, Fat Boys. It's cool. I'm going to walk in there all slick. Like, so.
Nice.
You better. Roll in there like, hey, I'm hot. I smell like a kitchen.
Looking forward to that.
Every fat dude's dream come true.
I know, right? So, Sean.
So, buddy. What?
What's going on, man?
It's chilling.
So, I hear you're getting the fuck out. Moving on.
Huh?
You leaving? You leaving me? You leaving this thing?
I don't know. I didn't want to discuss this till the live show.
Oh,
but,
really?
Yeah.
Probably.
All right,
why
moving
I was like,
on.
Oh,
thank
shit,
you.
Dude.
I'm sorry, I didn't even know. So scratch that also from the record.
Yeah, I'm not really going anywhere.
Okay, hint, gonna be here
wink,
for a
wink.
Gonna be here for a good... You'll be here for a good long time. Good.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
Absolutely. Good. Fingers crossed.
So you'll
crossed.
Have rent next month. Good to know.
Yeah.
So I can go ahead and spend this money that I don't have.
You know what? I like you so much. Sure. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I will end up... oh, fuck. All right. Well, an international rights group...
Oh, is it news story time?
I don't know. Is it?
Well,
was
how can we never
else?
Do like an intro to news stories? You know, like
we used to. Remember, we used to paper rock scissors for it, and then we would do some news. But
I
don't know.
That.
The show just kind of evolves out.
Can I do a little intro for you?
Please.
You are listening to the Jam Hole News.
Dateline 2010. An international human rights group urged India last week to ban a, quote, degrading and unscientific test commonly performed on rape victims to see if they...
Oh, my God.
If they have previous sexual experience.
That's pretty good. You should wear the hat when you do that. The you news. Sound like one of those old...
With the press cap in it.
Exactly. Awesome.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
So, yeah, how do you think, now, just a shot in the dark, how do you think doctors perform a rape test? What do you think that entails?
I think they just kind of poke around down there looking for fluids, vag tears, because when women are being raped, they don't get wet, you know? So it's
some of them.
Well, in a friendly rape scenario. Okay?
Oh, right.
That's a defensive mechanism. I'm not turned on at all.
Pretty much. Violent rape.
Which is ironic that like, totally turns some guys on, like, all the way. Oh, like, wow, you're totally not enjoying this. That is so hot.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
That is so weird to me.
In the test, a doctor inserts...
See, they poke around down there, dude. I wasn't lying.
Fingers into the victim during the forensic examination.
Then he pulls them out and smells them and says, raped or not rape.
He's like, smears it on a paper, and it's like a plus means you were raped, a minus means you weren't.
You got a frowny face.
You failed.
That would be so brilliant. Oh, my God. The do-it-yourself rape test kit.
Wow.
Oh, man.
But rape is not funny.
Well, yeah, it kind of is.
No. Until you've been raped. That's not funny.
Totally not. But no. Have you ever been raped?
Not violently.
Did you get paid afterwards? Because that's not rape, bud. Or drugs? Did you get drugs afterwards?
No, but I got an orgasm out of it. Does that count?
That works.
You know?
So, fingers, plural. Not just one, but multiple fingers.
Right.
Into the victim to test for vaginal laxity.
The fuck is that?
And is expected to deliver a medical opinion as to whether she appears to be habituated to sexual intercourse. Jesus. The group Human Rights Watch argued that the test constituted a second assault on a traumatized woman. She already got raped, and now you're sticking fingers up in
so,
there. Yeah.
So the police say, hey, can you check this woman for rape? And he says, okay.
No, I can't. I guess he goes free. Oh, well.
Oops.
Like, is that what you want to happen?
I just think it's funny that he's like, okay, let me check.
Yeah.
Smells like rape.
Yep, smells like rape.
That's why most women, they go home and, like, shower and shit, because they don't want anything to do with anybody at that point.
MDS says laxity equals looseness. They didn't want to just say loosey-goose on the fucking article, but trying to keep this proper. The test is required by courts in some Indian states, including those of Delhi and Mumbai. Where a lot of rape probably goes down, and the national and financial capitals. And according to local reports, it is in the forensic examination still endorsed by the Indian Medical Association.
Did you know in the Middle East they don't have a word for rape?
Right.
Because women
don't matter in the
Middle
East.
Well, they just call it getting some over there,
right?
Because that's the culture.
Getting some strange.
Wow.
Yeah.
Or getting some
from your wife.
Well, and you tell the woman something, they have to do it, right?
It's
so
pretty bad over
there.
So,
of course, there's no rape.
Yeah, it's
of
pretty
course.
Bad.
You just go there and you're like, fuck me. You know, you have to. You should move there.
Oh, my God.
Well, that was a nice round of very tasteless jokes.
Yes, it was.
Let's get on with the story.
In most democracies, whether or not a woman has ever had sex before is considered irrelevant in deciding whether she consented to the act under consideration. In 03, India's Supreme Court ruled that victims could not be cross-examined on their general moral character, Human Rights Watch said, but it has not ensured that its decision is enforced, and references to those who allege rape as dissolute or of doubtful character still appear in the court rulings. So,
Noise on Dad says rape dog million.
There it is.
Thanks for joining in with the tasteless jokes.
I know. See, it's good. And I have, well, I'll save it for the 404 show, but I got a message the other day that kind of made me think about this. It was from someone that used to do the show with me.
Ah.
And I was like, you know, you're back in Kalispell. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, so you're coming to the live show? And what he said to me kind of like made me think about things. But then I rationalized it, so it's all good. But we'll talk about more on the 404 show.
Aw.
Guys, hey, I got to have something to talk about then.
What the F?
Yeah,
me too. I watched last year's show, and I was like, fuck, man, we better plan better this year. That wasn't bad for our first one. Come
this
on.
Year's going to be great. An extravaganza.
It was fun for people there. I don't know how much fun, like, watching the video was.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's cool if you want. TheJamHole.com/250. $5. Come on.
Yeah, they're telling
server
you to buy
bills
it now.
Due again, and I am broke. Mm. So.
We need money for this whole week. Come on.
I know, dude. I just got paid today, and I'm fucking broke. Good news, though. One more beat payment, and I'm done making payments on those. And
yay.
I'll have 8 new beats.
Cool.
Sick beats.
Top dollar beats.
Fucking A, dude. $250 a piece? Are you kidding me?
Hmm.
I mean, you get what
that's
you pay for, I guess, but we could only afford like $50 beats, and I think they're good. So these
they're
are gonna
awesome.
Be, these are going to be $200 better than those.
Wow.
That beat, Hit That Shit, that song, that one's too. How much was that one?
50.
Really? Because that beat is badass.
That beat is badass. Yes. But he's a young, struggling artist like ourselves, and he likes the show, and he likes, you know, our rap, so that's helpful.
Well, that beat is
just
super
wait.
Pimpin'.
Once he graduates school, we need to buy all of our beats from FG before he graduates.
Yep.
Because once he gets out of school and sees his bill for college, he's gonna be like, "Damn, no more
$300 a pop."
That's right. I'm educated now. No more $50 beats, y'all.
Fuck that.
Burger says, why can't Matt make his own beats?
We're rappers, not beat makers.
I'm sorry, dude. I've tried, and it takes way more patience than I have to sit there and make a fucking beat.
Patience
I
as
not.
In talent.
Well, talent, but patience to sit there and, like, model each and every sound, and it's hard. I can't do it. My mind don't think that way.
Mm.
You give me a sick beat, though, and I'll tear it up, but I can't sit there and make my own.
True that, okay. Dog.
Yeah.
So...
Chilton, Wisconsin. Are you ready for this? This
sure.
This is so awesome.
Is this the one you were LOLing yes. about? Okay.
This is just so great. A prominent Wisconsin district attorney, okay?
Okay.
Very prominent in his community. He sent repeated text messages trying to spark an affair with a domestic abuse victim while he was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend.
Hmm. How'd you two meet? Funny story.
Funny
actually.
Story. I was prosecuting the guy that beat her ass. That is so great, I think. The 26-year-old woman complained last year to police after receiving 30 texts from the Calumet County District Attorney Kenneth Kratz in 3 days. That's 10 a day, dude.
Damn.
Stalker much? Like, send her an FB message or something. Fuck.
No shit.
Gotta be blowing up my celly all the time. I'm getting my ass beat because my ex-boyfriend thinks I'm cheating on him because he's crazy. And you're encouraging that. Now I'm getting
She's
beat.
Like, I'm getting beat right now. Please stop text messaging.
I know, right?
God.
Quote, here's what it said. Are you the kind of girl that likes secret contact with an older, married, elected district attorney?
Well, that's not incriminating
dot,
at all.
I know! Why would you ever?
Oh, man.
Dot, dot, dot. The riskier, the better. Wow, dude. He was 50 years old.
Hey,
50.
He's an OG.
OG?
That is pimping old school.
He's in the unemployment line, I bet, after this shit.
Yeah.
In another one, he wrote, I would not expect you to be the other woman. I would want you to be so hot and treat me so well that you'd be the woman.
Mm.
Are you that good? Question mark.
Wow.
Are the letter, are you? You're a DA. Uh-huh. You're a 50-year-old DA. Are you that good? Want to fuck?
Oh, my God.
ASL.
ASL? Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me put your ex in jail first, and then you can get down on me. I won't beat you too bad. Kratz was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend on charges. He nearly choked her to death last year.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
You almost got choked to death, and now you got some skeezball fucking DA, like, sending you sex messages. Totally incriminating the fuck out of himself, yeah, by the way. Not cool.
This chick clearly attracts the wrong kind of fucking men.
You think?
I suppose.
Oh, man. He was also a veteran chair of the Wisconsin Crime Victims' Rights Board, a quasi-judicial agency that can reprimand judges, prosecutors, and cops who mistreat crime victims.
You know what she probably looked like and acted like?
What?
That girl Kayla on Dating in the Dark.
Whoa. She kind of does.
Dude,
she's got some scars on her face. But
she's a total one-upper type deal. Like, as soon as you like one dude, she likes that dude, too.
What a crazy bitch.
And wants to one-up you to get him, and...
You know she went... You want to talk about that? Let's finish the story. We'll talk about that. Because you know that girl went home and killed herself because the dude picked a black chick over her.
Uh-huh.
And you know that fucked with her.
Oh, yeah.
You know it did.
Anyway, go on with your story.
In a combative interview in his office Wednesday, Kratz did not deny sending the messages.
How can you deny
it? We have your records, bro, Cephas, okay?
You used the company phone,
and
bro.
And you totally said, are you that good? I'm an elected married DA. Like, really, dude?
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. I'm so BKED right now.
R-O-F-L.
Okay, let me know if you want to F-U-K-T-T-Y-L.
F-U-Q-T-T-Y-L.
S-U-P-Q-T.
He expressed concern their publication would unfairly embarrass him personally and professionally. Hmm. You know, because you were completely professional when you were sending the messages in the first place to this poor woman who was almost killed by her boyfriend that you're putting in jail or trying to. That's retarded. He said the Office of Lawyer Regulation found in March he did not violate any rules governing attorney misconduct, but refused to provide a copy of what he said was the report clearing him. Hmm, interesting. That office cannot comment on investigations. Quote, "This is a non-news story," he shouted. But then he added, "I'm worried about it because of my reputational interests." By reputational interest, you mean your wife and kids, end quote? Is that...
And job and social status
and Facebook status, update status.
He's like, 'cause I don't want to look like a scumbag, pretty much.
You think?
That's what that translates to.
Too late for that, dude.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
Hours later, after the AP reported on the messages, Kratz issued a statement acknowledging sending them and saying, quote... I am embarrassed at this lapse of judgment. Can you just get out of it like that? I apologize.
He's like, depends on what the meaning of the word is.
Is. He also said he would continue serving as district attorney. The mayor said, really?
The mayor said, R-O-F-L, yeah, right.
She sent him a message, O-R-L-Y? Mm-hmm. Quote, "I've never been the subject of attorney discipline during my entire 25-year career, and until today, I have enjoyed a spotless reputation as a vigorous advocate for crime victims."
Because he never got caught, probably.
Exactly, because these women are so afraid, I guarantee it. You just happen to pick the wrong one. You know he's done this shit before.
Probably.
I'm just saying, the first time you ever do something like that, you don't send a message that says... elected DA, the riskier the better. You know, those are messages of someone who's totally done this before.
Or play that little reverse psychology thing. You could be the woman, not the other woman.
Exactly.
If you try hard.
That's
He's
not
got
a guy who's just now starting to cheat on his
He's
wife.
Got a game. He's got, son. He's got a game plan.
And he's got access to unlimited fucking beaten down pussy. I'm sorry, but that's, you know, in his eyes, that's what they are. You come in. You're all beaten and bruised. You just got your second rape because, you know, the doctor had to check.
Oh, honey, it's
with his
okay.
fingers, as
I'm
we
here
learned.
To protect you now.
Exactly.
All right. I
exactly.
am a cop.
And nobody's ever told on because of who he was and stuff. But this one girl, there's something about her. She was just like, I'm going to get paid, motherfucker. I'm getting paid right now.
Smart move.
Yeah, definitely smart move.
Fucking A.
She told the police where she lived in Wisconsin that she felt pressured to have a relationship with him or he would drop charges against her ex-boyfriend. Ooh.
Ooh.
You want to get beat and killed again, almost? You want to get choked to death?
Can we let this fucker out?
You want me to just let... I'll let him go. I'll tell him you were cheating on me. On him.
Wow.
I'll fuck you up.
Not cool.
Third person fucking you up. Not even doing it directly. You're, like, doing it by proxy. You're fucking up life by proxy. That's awesome. Kratz said he immediately removed himself from the prosecution after learning about the complaint, and the State Department of Justice took over. He said he resigned from the Crime Victims Board, which he helped create, after more than a decade as chair as a self-imposed sanction.
All part of his plan.
He and his wife filed for divorce last December.
I wonder why.
Well, he earns a $105,000 salary.
A year?
$105,000? You know what? You know what? That's sad. You know why that's sad?
Because he makes bank to fondle poor, beaten down women.
No, the fact that the district operator for Famous Dave's of the Northwestern region gets paid starting at $105,000 a year.
And
the fucker's been there for going on 10 years now. Makes probably about $150,000 a year now.
Wow.
And gets paid to do jack shit, travel around and tell people how their kitchen blows and they need to fucking fix it up. So guess what? You suck, sir!
And he also gets all the free Famous Dave's he can eat.
Fucking
and he doesn't have to be put in harm's way.
And he can roll into any Famous Dave's and bang any waitress.
Be like,
there.
Hey, probably. How would you like to hook up with a reputable district fucking manager?
ASL?
That's so sad that a restaurant... a manager of a restaurant, a district operator, you're over a chain of restaurants, gets paid more than a DEA.
That is kind of sad.
That's why true. I'm like, that is fucking sad.
And
that
this
guy's is
reputable.
Really,
he's done a lot in his career, you know. He's not just a cog turning the fucking wheel in the machine. He's doing shit. Set up that victims unit thing.
That's
you know?
Right. Giving him more access to more special victims.
That was his angle. He's like, you know, if I become special in this field,
I'll see all of them.
I will move some daily.
Daily. Awesome.
Wow.
Anyway. This is kind of neat. A Japanese primary school teacher has been reprimanded for giving his pupils some math problems. Now,
okay.
The math problems stated, he asked his students how long it would take to kill 18 children at a rate of 3 murders a day.
And how many kids are in his classroom?
Here, figure this out for me.
I know, right?
So I can go on a rampage.
45-year-old male teacher who
Let's
just
start now.
Stopped giving a shit. First wrong answer, and he's like, well, let's try.
Wow.
6. The answer is 6. Quote, I did it carelessly. I deeply reflect on my conduct.
Reflect,
because he's Japanese.
Refract.
Sorry, I should have enunciated more.
Yeah.
A little bit.
There are 18 kids. If we kill 3 per day, days will it take?
If we kill 18 kids all day.
The school
if you bomb 1 Pearl Harbor a year.
1 Pearl Harbor a year.
How long will it take for U.S. to come bomb us with nuclear bomb? Fuck you.
Fucking 2 day.
It was your dolphin. Fuck you, dolphin.
Fuck you, dolphin.
Fuck you, whale.
So out of curiosity, how long did it take us to drop a nuke on him for all that shit?
I believe it was shortly thereafter. Pearl Harbor happened, and then what? It had to have been within that year, it had to have been. MDS,
clearly,
how long did it take?
Clearly history's not our thing.
Clearly not. Clearly.
English was always my best subject.
The school board said it gave the teacher a strict reprimand. It should not happen again. We're very sorry. We're taking measures to prevent a repeat of similar cases. Which is totally awesome, because isn't Japan like where all those copycat killers were rolling around, like running into schools just like, fuck you, Dove, and like killing kids just left and right?
Pretty positive.
So he comes up, he's like, now, there's 18 kids. If we killed... That's crazy, man. Fucking crazy. Let's see. Oh, cough syrup. Who likes cough syrup?
Lil
Wayne? How many rappers are into sipping on Sizzlerp?
Sizzlerp.
Eminem was for a while.
All of them.
MDS says Pearl Harbor was in 41. We dropped the bomb in 45.
Oh, no shit. It took us 4 years? I guess
I'd have been on that shit the next day.
Time moved a lot slower then.
Kind of
did. Well, no, because they needed to let Pearl Harbor happen so that we had a reason to go into war with them really badly.
Yeah.
To drive nuking and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I guess they did have to, like he says, ever heard of the Manhattan Project, Oak Ridge, Los Alamos? Yeah, they did have to design the bomb first.
Yeah.
They probably start working on it the next day, like, oh yeah, motherfucker.
That's
wait,
this bomb tech just sitting by his phone waiting for a phone call. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. We didn't have it at all invented in 41. So, yeah, Scytherp. Have you ever robo-tripped? Dextromethorphan. That's what's
no,
in cough syrup that makes you fucking hallucinate.
I've heard of that, though.
You gotta drink a lot of it, or if you get Coricide and coughing cold, they have high concentrations of it.
CCCs.
CCCs. Magic Skittles. If you eat a whole
box like 15 of them.
Okay, now don't get me wrong here. I'm totally not saying you should do this.
No,
I was young
not
and
at
dumb,
all.
And I puked my fucking brains out.
Oh, yeah.
I hallucinated some fucking shit, but I was puking doing it.
With the robo-tripping, I drank like 2 or 3 bottles of Robitussin. Oh my god, did I hurl my guts out.
The last time I was sick,
But I did see some shit in my puke.
That is not fun.
No.
And it's not like shroom tripping where you get higher when you puke. Like, you just get,
Because
you just drink cough syrup, and
it
that's no good.
It tastes disgusting the first time, and it's going to taste disgusting.
It's like
the
beer.
Second
you're not drinking it because it's good. You're trying to get fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my god.
No good.
Wow. Oh god, that takes me back to high school.
But yeah, an FDA advisory panel voted 15-9 on Tuesday against recommending that the DXM, the active ingredient in cough medicines, be classified as a controlled substance. There's this committee, the Drug Safety and Risk Management Committee. They were trying to get them to make all that shit prescription only, so you couldn't there's so many like rappers talking about it, and kids are trying it because of that, because you know you hear us talk about how fun it was. It wasn't fun.
It was not.
I fucking puked my brains out.
I'd probably do it again though.
While we were driving, head hung out the fucking window, just pavement like going by like puking, dude. No fun. Interesting hallucination, though.
It was kind of fun, okay?
Yeah, okay.
It was fun.
It was at first. Getting in a car, probably not a good idea.
No, I never drove around or rode around on it, but it was fun while I was fucked up until I started puking.
Right.
And when I started puking, you know, it was even kind of fun while I was puking,
right,
because I was still tripping while throwing up, and I literally did see shit in my vomit, and that was kind of amusing.
The vote
but
came,
coming down off of it was like, blah, blah, blah.
The vote came despite concern that adolescents are taking large doses of the medications to get high. Thank you, Little Wayne. The DEA asked the FDA to revisit the issue of whether DXM has a high potential for abuse and should therefore be classified as a controlled substance. The DEA cannot add a drug to the schedule unless the FDA recommends it. The agency convened panels on the same issue twice before, most recently in 92. Since then, however, there's been an increasing number of reports of adolescents robo-tripping. That's the first time I've heard that term in the paper.
Yeah,
that's what we used
I
to
know.
Call it.
That's what I call it.
Taking doses of cough medicine. Let me tell you what robo-tripping is, kids. Taking doses of cough medicine that are 10 to 20 times greater than the amount recommended for cough suppression.
Like
such doses can result in a euphoric. Let me tell you what it does now. Thanks, newspaper. Such doses can result in a euphoric, hallucinogenic high and zombie-like walking and puking. A large overdose can result in nausea, vomiting. There we go.
Yep.
We were ODing.
Yeah. Oh, were we?
Yes.
Is that ODing?
A large overdose can result. I didn't know that. Wow.
I didn't know that either. Do you have to OD to trip balls? Because that's what it took for
this
me.
This was way before I was pharmacologically, you know, in tune.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Nausea, vomiting, drowsiness, dizziness. Yep. Check. Blurred vision. Check. Nystagmus. I don't know what
that is,
but probably check.
It.
Ataxia, shallow respiration. Check.
Yeah,
urinary retention. Check. Stupor. Check. Toxic psychosis. Check. Seizures and coma. Didn't make it that far.
Must
have puked it out.
Right on the cusp.
Right on the
almost.
Fuck, dude.
Dude, that was ODing, really?
Yeah, I guess.
Did I never just not do it right?
Probably
or what?
Early stages. Well, I don't know.
That's just what your body does when it gets too fucked up. It pukes up what's in your stomach.
When I do drugs, you know? I do drugs. Like, I go for the gold.
Right,
so.
You know, you don't play around.
That's
just,
right.
You do it.
We're America.
Right.
We do things fucking right.
I don't
half-ass. Stick the straw in the bag and do it all at one time.
That's right. I don't half-ass this shit. Come on.
Fuck it.
Dextromethorphan played a role in 8,000 emergency room visits in 08, up 70% from 04, according to the FDA. However, they noted people who abuse DXM generally are abusing other drugs as well. Yeah. So it's difficult to tease out which drug was responsible for the hospitalization. Of the five reported deaths in 08, in which DXM played a role, the victims all had other drugs in their systems. So, although the panel was concerned that some adolescents are using DXM to get high, the majority of members felt the abuse problem wasn't widespread enough. Especially compared with the abuse of other controlled substances, such as? What's high on that list?
Cocaine.
Oxy.
Oh, what? Damn. I was hoping cocaine.
Of course you were. Mm. Yeah, so they're trying to fix that. They voted and the DEA or the FDA was like, no, not a big enough problem yet. And look, oxys are prescription. They're still getting abused. So
yeah.
What do you want
to
do?
It's not going to stop it from being abused.
No, it doesn't
Having
matter.
A prescription is never going to stop anything
stop
from being
putting
abused.
Shit that fucks us up in the things that we need to take for medicine.
Right.
How about that? I mean, I know you can't do it any other way, but would be nice, isn't it?
It's no fun that way.
That's right. What's the time, please?
Hour.
Word to that.
On the dot.
And I just gotta say, for the record, I am extremely tired tonight, guys.
Okay, well, one more story and we'll call it a fucking night. This is the last episode of the week, so let me just talk about this, because this is kind of awesome.
Okay.
Tired of their bickering and her husband's complaints that he wanted to die. Sean.
Thank you. Thank you for your sensitivity, man.
Anytime, bud, anytime. An exasperated Cutler Bay woman asked him if he wanted his pistol.
Fuck you, Burger.
I just want to die. Honey, would you care that I fetch your pistol? Yes, he replied.
Please do.
So she fetched the weapon from another room, tossed it on the couch next to him. Then he shot himself fatally in the head.
Well, that's what happens when you give a suicidal person a fucking gun.
Honey,
okay?
I'm very depressed today. Fetch my driving gun. Yes, honey, here you go. Boom.
Now watch this.
For her, quote, reckless disregard for human life. But is it really? You don't know how long she'd been hearing that. Maybe she was just, you know, you only... If you were really, really depressed, you talked about it a couple times. That was understandable. But if you would do it every day, I would hand you the gun and be like, do it then, pussy. I'm sick of hearing about this.
Well, sometimes when you really want to do something, you know, a little push from your friends is all you need.
That's sometimes right. That helps, you know? So maybe she was just sick of it.
A little peer pressure.
Would you, if every day your fucking husband was like, I just want to kill my... Then fucking do it!
Probably.
Here, I'll hand you the gun. Do it now, pussy. And then he did, and she was like, whoa. I did not see that coming.
Right? Yeah, I can see
reckless
that.
Reckless disregard for human life. She will be charged with manslaughter with a deadly weapon. The Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office is expected to file formal charges against her, 56-year-old Valerie Jenkins. Robert Jenkins, 51, a longtime South Miami-Dade auto mechanic and avid fisherman. He loved life and never talked about suicide.
Right.
His relatives say, right. He just told his wife.
Maybe he just thought it was just time to check out, you know? Like,
maybe
I'm 50.
Is, dude. Maybe
sometimes.
He was just that depressed around his wife.
I'm good.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he just
maybe
hated
it was her.
His wife. Yeah, maybe
so
it
maybe
was.
She should be charged with manslaughter. You kind of drove him to this, and then you handed him the gun. So.
Here you go, honey. Pull your fucking brains
just
out.
Like the letter says, it's all your fault.
That's yeah, exactly right. We all have to be accountable for our actions, said her. She said... Or, no, the dead man's sister-in-law said, excuse me. Her actions resulted in Bob's death. Bob's dead. They were married for 7 years, lived in a home. They had no kids. Well, then fuck it. You know?
Yeah.
53.
No one's depending on you. It's
okay. I couldn't imagine being on this earth another fucking 23 years. Jesus Christ. Talk about reruns. Yeah, I mean, God, just want to die.
Just killing time, man.
Sean, hand me my gun.
Here you go, buddy. You won't Thanks. Fucking do it, you pussy.
Boom.
Damn.
Boomstick.
Showed me.
You sure showed me. Anybody want to buy a Subaru? And some podcast equipment?
Sweet.
So angry and this is cool how it happened. Angry and frustrated, Jenkins asked her husband if he wanted his gun. After he said yes, she retrieved the .22 caliber pistol in a zipped pouch from the dresser drawer. She flipped it onto the sofa. When she turned her back to enter the kitchen, she heard a single gunshot. When she turned back, she observed the victim slumped over on the sofa with a gunshot wound to the side of the head. She fucking, you know, she nagged him. You got the couch all blood. Bah, you got the, now I have to pay to get that shampooed.
Did anybody else witness this?
No.
Sounds kind of suspicious.
Isn't it?
You think maybe
she shot him? Well, I mean, she's getting charged with it either way, so I guess it doesn't matter. But do you just think maybe she...
Yeah. A little suspicious. Her word versus his.
Kinda,
well,
and he's dead.
He's dead.
Dead men tell no tales.
I'd be interested to see if there was a life in... Well, no, because you wouldn't get... You don't get life insurance if it's suicide.
No, you
so
don't.
So she would have had to make it look like someone else killed him.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that is weird, though.
No life insurance for suicide.
Honestly, though, I think it was a case of he was talking about it all the time to her and only her. He wouldn't tell anybody else about it, and she was just sick of it. Poor judgment.
Well, sometimes people really want to kill themselves. They hold it inside, you know. And
yeah.
Bunny says, my boss only paid me $200 to clean up after a shooting murder in one of the apartments he owns.
You have to clean up those. That would suck. I would be like, nah.
Like, how much are you going to pay me?
I'd fucking quit. For debt. I'd take some pictures.
I'd do it.
And
dude,
then
I'd leave. I'd do it. It'd be kind of cool. Fuck it. I'm putting on a hazmat suit, though.
Fucking A, right?
I don't want none of their shit.
All right, and real quick before we get out of here, Allentown, Pennsylvania, of course, police arrest a 41-year-old man Monday for exposing himself to a woman in the parking lot of a grocery store.
Nice.
Then, following her through the store's aisles, asking her what she thought about his size. Hey.
Hey.
What do you think?
What do you think about this?
Hey. Let me check. Hey, check this out. Hey, excuse me, miss. Check this out.
This is my special units department.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think about the size, though?
For real.
I'm not trying to fuck. Just
the average.
Is that good? You know, is that okay?
Let's take a survey.
Out of 100 women we've surveyed here, 90% said, average. What do you think?
Anyway.
He is charged with stalking, indecent exposure, and open lewdness, and 2 counts each of harassment and disorderly conduct.
And.
Awesome. She was getting out of her car at Price Right. 11 in the morning.
Nice.
That's the last thing a woman wants to see at 11 in the morning, going to Price Right. She noticed some dude sitting in a car next to hers, exposing himself. And then he continued to expose himself as she walked to the store with her child. Ooh.
Not cool.
Okay, that's not cool.
Okay, well, you say average, and little boy, what do you say?
Boy's like, mine's bigger.
Mine's bigger. Nice. Inside
the
store.
What kind of world do we live in where you can't flash your junk to somebody?
I'm just asking about the size, you know, that's all.
It's just funny.
Big,
you know?
Small, other.
You're just like, hey, look at my dick.
Look at my dick.
Look.
Hey, look at my dick.
Wow.
And you go about your day, you know?
I know.
Big deal.
All. She told the man to leave her alone and to go away. He then followed her through more aisles, repeating the question. What about the size?
He just, like, followed her?
Yeah, totally. How's the size?
No, you didn't answer me yet. So
I see you look disgusted, but about the size.
He's like, really? Now look at it.
Seriously. You're looking at my eye. Look at the dick.
Take a second.
Analyze this, please.
Take it all in.
The whole
thing. Literally. No, just the tip. But seriously, folks. How's the size? Will I get charged with lewdness and indecent exposure if I do that on the live show?
Yeah.
If I'm just how's the size? Let's take a vote. Show of hands.
As long as nobody presses charges.
Would you guys press charges if I did that?
I might.
Wow. Oh, arrested.
I told you once
that
if you ever showed me your fucking cock again, bad things were going to happen, dude.
Dude, it'd be so funny if he called the cops on you and be like, my roommate won't stop showing me his dick. Can you get him on decent exposure?
I come out in the kitchen one night to get something to drink. He's like washing his dick in the fucking kitchen sink and shit.
That's where you got to wash it after a good sex session.
Like it was a fucking glass of milk or something.
And you know, if there's people over, you just got to wash it off, you know? Sometimes sex stinks.
A clean wang.
Let me tell you something.
You need to have a clean wang, okay? That's very important. However, washing it in the place we do dishes and prepare food, come on now, man.
That's why I brush my... That's my bathroom sink.
Clearly.
Because the bathroom sink doesn't drain well.
Because I wash my dick in the bathroom, you know?
Well, that's nice of you, and you're the roommate. This is my place. I can wash my
dick
in your room if I want to.
I'll wash my dick on your in your room on your
oh
bed, dude.
Oh my god, dude.
While you're at work, you leave
I'll
before me
my,
in the morning.
I'll wash
Remember
my
that.
Dick in your mouth. Gargle wow. this. All right. Well, awesome. So, thank you. We'll be doing this fucking bullshit. I can't believe we're doing this. We'll be doing this live again September 25th, thejamhole.com/404. Check it out. Come join us if you're local. We're going to Hot Springs,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Sounds fun. Hot tub party.
Room's booked, so we're definitely going. Hot tub party, hopefully.
Play some drinking games.
Yeah, so. Smoke some weed. It's all good.
Chill out. We have back massages for everybody.
That's right. Brosages for everyone.
A little brosage.
Now, it'll be nice, relaxing. It'll be fun. It's a total hick town. You guys will get a kick out of that, I hope. Uh-huh. That's a novelty, right? Like, look at this. This is like the 1800s here, like, for serious. It's the 1800s.
I think it'll be cool. I think it'll be a fun time.
It'll be fun. It'll definitely be a fun time.
So, next year, we'll do it in the summer, and we'll go up to St. Mary's or something. And
right.
We'll rock
but
the Bears Den down there.
Definitely not.
The Cucanusa Marina outside of Libby,
that's
Montana.
Right. Fuck that place.
Bad business. They don't give a
Horrible.
Fuck about your business. They don't want it. Don't go there.
They
don't
want
give
it.
Them the satisfaction.
They don't want your business.
No, they don't.
And if you try to give them their business, it won't be a very good experience.
Even if you have saved their son's life, which I have.
Whoa.
On a few occasions.
Whoa. For real?
Yeah, he gets belligerently wasted sometimes, and
wow.
you have to stop him from doing something where he'll kill
like
himself.
Like driving?
Like driving his Word. Fucking motorcycle and shit.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Oh,
you're good
so
friend.
You're welcome. I saved your kid's life, and you couldn't you know, spot me on a deposit or let me have a cabin for one night. Thanks.
It's the little things that matter.
I don't take
right?
it back, but you can fuck off. That's basically what it equates to.
Word to that. I fully agree. So, but anyway, it'll be a good time regardless. And then, yeah, the live show, Saturday the 25th, of course. This Saturday, there is no show Friday because Saturday we'll be at Smokers Friendly doing a live hotbox episode, doing some live hip-hop, eating some awesome rap and roll food, hanging out with friends, selling stuff. If you were local and you have stuff you just want to get rid of, fucking bring it there. I'm so serious.
Does Rap and Roll have a booth out there?
No, he's just going to cater some food for us.
You know, my buddy was okay. going to come down and sell his t-shirts, but I haven't fucking heard back
from him. You
should.
Well, yeah, that's cool. There's going to be so much stuff there that people are selling. It's going to be like a swap meet, for real. A weed-related swap meet. It's going to be fun. There'll be music, like I said, and food, and yeah. I guess just us performing. No other bands. No one
Pretty
can find
much.
Babysitters, so.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens when,
and,
you know, you have kids.
Well, hey, if you're going to put on a show, you might as well have the best around, right?
Fucking A, right?
Amen.
Fucking A. All right. Well, email info@thejamhole.com, of course. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. /donate. Server bills due again, and I am fucking broke. So if you can't download episodes, donate some fucking money. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, yeah, we'll see you guys Saturday for the hotbox, and then Monday. We'll see you guys when you get here. You guys are
Word.
Coming here. It's gonna
Can't
be great.
Wait to meet you all.
It'll be a blast,
Again.
For sure. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Hey. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. See you guys.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The